It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rebecca Curran. The search continues this evening for three people who are still missing after a helicopter ditched in the North Sea with 18 people on board. The Super Puma L2 was flying from the Borgston Dolphin to Sumbra. It came down a few miles off Shetland as it was coming into land. 15 people were pulled from the water and taken to hospital. Three others remain missing. A spokesman from the Coast Guard has confirmed to North Sound in the past few minutes the search is continuing in the early hours of this morning. Tim Ash is from the RNLI, who are assisting.
I don't know how long it actually took to get on scene. I know they would have made best speed possible. I know that 8th lifeboat launched at 6:29 p.m. What I can say is that as soon as the pages went off, the crew would have scrambled as fast as they possibly could, as we always do in such circumstances.
We spoke to Amanda Smith, whose son Sam was on board.
He said he had come off better than a lot of people. Were his words. That's all he said. I've had a message from him just saying that he is in Lerwick Hospital, and that's all. But, he's okay, is what he says.
It's not the first incident to involve this type of helicopter. Finlay Duncan joins me now.
Yes, Rebecca, this latest incident comes 4 years after a Super Puma crash of another L2 model in which 16 men died. Only today, families of those men broke their silence because a fatal accident inquiry into the crash has been postponed until January. Mother of two, Lisa Edwards, lost her husband James in the 2009 crash.
It took me 4 years to get myself into this state of mind that I'm in. 6 weeks just after Christmas, it's going to throw me right back to the beginning again.
Of course, another model of Super Puma, the EC225, has only just returned to service within the last few weeks because of two ditchings last year. Thankfully, in those incidents, everyone on board both crafts returned safe and well.
A helpline has been set up for concerned relatives. It's 01224 296866. Stay tuned for the latest updates this evening.